Firefighters on the scene of a destructive wildfire in central Washington are hoping to make major progress today toward containment of the blaze. The Kittitas County Sheriff's Office estimates more than 70 homes and cabins have been destroyed. The fire has chased hundreds of people from their homes. Amidst the ashes, correspondent Tom Bonsi found one unusual story of survival.
Sarah Beckler had very little notice a fast-moving wildfire was bearing down on the nonprofit she runs. Chimpanzee Sanctuary Northwest takes in chimps who've retired from biomedical research. Beckler says she had a plan for how to evacuate the 7 chimpanzees currently in residence.
But in a situation like this where the fire broke out less than a mile away, we had literally minutes to get ready for it, and there's just no way to evacuate 7 chimps in that amount of time.
Beckler says the apes were herded into the chimp house instead, all the doors and windows slammed shut. Then one sanctuary staff member and the chimps hunkered down. Fire engulfed the grounds, but all inside survived unscathed.
It's really just beyond words to imagine how close it came to the building. It's just feet away over there. I mean, I consider it a complete miracle.
Beckler says the chimps are getting lots of treats now, and they seem to have weathered the crisis, perhaps better than the humans.
They were really quiet yesterday, which is unusual. They're kind of noisy in general. They're kind of taking it all in still. A lot of them are staying by the windows and watching.
Sarah Beckler says the sanctuary's story of survival is testament in part to FireWise landscaping and construction. The fairly new chimpanzee house was purposely built out of cement blocks to resist wildfire. It's also mostly encircled by gravel driveways and irrigated landscaping, which acted as fire breaks. I'm Tom Bonsi near Cle Elum, Washington.